This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. This is Rich Shebens, broadcasting from Northwest Montana. And I want to thank Jason for engineering the show in Minnesota. And I have a quick announcement. Vince wants me to mention the fact that he will be back in class on Thursday and Friday, and he's going to be teaching tips on his unfinished, unpublished, unorganized, not-for-sale book. I love that. And he's going to be talking about cars and what disables him, what puts him into limp mode, stuff like that. You know, Vince, he gets, if he's listening right now, his throat's probably getting all wide and swollen because I mentioned the word cars. And I've been talking about the theme, which has been the theme of the last 2 months, really, is America still the land of the free and the home of the brave, or are we the land of the sellouts and the turncoats? And Gwyneth Isaacs should be with us today, and I'm wondering, Gwyneth, are you here?
I'm here, Vin. Rich, I just about called you Vincent.
Hey, you know what? You can call me anything you want since you're broadcasting from Australia live at 2 o'clock in the morning, Gwyneth. You know, all the patriots around the world really appreciate what you do for them. And I got to ask you a very broad spectrum question here. Are we living in a Twilight Zone episode or what?
Yeah, it's getting pretty weird. That is for sure. It's here in Australia. It's, I don't know. I just want to keep hanging out on my farm. I really don't want to go out, because when I go out, it's like that I'm in some sort of alternate reality. You know, the mask wearing cult seems to have taken over, and they are, you know, as self righteous and despotic as any religious cult ever was anywhere on the earth. And, you know, I'm not a member of their mask-wearing cult. And if they don't like me, they can make my life very hard indeed. So I've taken to ordering. I mean, there's some stuff like groceries and that, but you can't order off eBay. But I've taken to ordering a lot of what I need just off eBay and not even going to the shops to look for it, because it's just absolutely insane, and it's getting worse. It's getting worse all the time. And, you know, it's, yeah, sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry, Gwyneth. You know, we had such a long delay because we're talking from both sides of the world. And I thought you were done, so I apologize. Please continue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's, oh my gosh. The like I said, on that hand, the mask wearing cult has taken over. But even they are not really, really running the show, because you asked me in an email earlier what the effects of the Anglo-American Empire might be, of the collapse of the Anglo-American Empire that we might be witnessing in America at the moment might be on Australia. And I said, well, we're seeing it here now, and that is that we are being invaded by barbarians. You know, during the fall of Rome, one of the key symptoms of the fall of Rome is that they got invaded by all the nations around them. So, and it got to the point where, a lot of the Romans were actually inviting them in. And it's really, really interesting because everybody that I've been listening to, I don't listen to that many people, by the way. I listen to Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante. I don't know if you've heard of him or not. I listen to Max Kaiser. I listen to Alex Jones, and I listen to Vincent Canelli. And I also listen to other Alex Jones people like Owen Schroyer and Paul Joseph Watson and so forth. But yeah, it's oh my gosh, this is absolutely mind blowing. That in the last few days, both Max Kaiser and Alex Jones have mentioned that phrase in their respective broadcasts, and they don't necessarily have a lot to do with each other. I think Max Kaiser might have been on the Alex Jones show once or twice. But they both said that phrase, the rise of the barbarians, or the barbarians are here, or the barbarians are coming. And in our case here in Australia, it's certainly the case. And it's even people of our own nation are not as sympathetic, not as tractable as they once were. Like I say, they've got this... like I say, the mask-wearing cult is here, and they are absolutely merciless. If you're an unbeliever in their primary dogma, which is the holiness of the sacred mask, they're quite despotic, and they don't want anything to do with you. They will just confront you on the street. They will refuse to serve you in a shop, and you're a pariah in their eyes. Does that make sense, Rich?
It does, Gwyneth. And, Gwyneth, what I'm going to do is we're in a very turmoil kind of state here in America right now with these fraudulent elections. And what I'd like to do is catch up the American people with some news. And I'm going to ask you a question I want you to think about. I'm going to have you answer. When everything's being delegitimized, work, polls, voting, judges, courts, science is for sale, math is for sale, math is racist, academia is for sale, the whole system's rigged, you know, money, currency, commerce, small business, and the Republic and the Constitution is on the chopping block. After I'm done mentioning some of these new articles regarding the election in Georgia, I want you to tell me what would, under these circumstances, what does the average person think about value, credibility, consumer confidence, and trust in the system? And I'll get back to your answer after I catch the American people up on some of these articles. First article, people, is Georgia locks poll watchers out, said Dominion machines broke, gave Dems extra voting time. See, it's the same. This is deja vu, people. They're doing the same thing. It's not a legitimate win. It's fraud. Next article, over 4,700 of Georgia's absentee votes in November election tied to non-residential addresses. And, people, I know I try to give this disclaimer, and these are published articles in the public domain. I am not making this up. Next, as GOP pulls ahead in Georgia Senate races, Democrat county stops counting votes for the night. I'm not kidding you. The same exact thing. Next, Dominion machines breaking down in several Georgia GOP precinct. Voters told workers will scan the ballots later. Next, CNN and ABC News removes 5,000 Purdue votes during the live broadcast. Same thing that happened during the regular election in swing states. This is DeKalb County, Georgia, is re-scanning advanced ballots because of memory card issue. Next, it's happening again. Total votes counted in Georgia Senate race reported at 79%. Then it suddenly got reduced to 76% right in front of everybody. Next, Chinese shipping receipt found in trash bucket of shredded fake ballots in Georgia. I wish I was making this up, people, but I'm not that creative to think about this, these ways of fraud. Next, this is even in, so in Michigan, a print shop got caught creating fake ballots for Pennsylvania and other swing states. Now, I'm going to go, Gwyneth Isaacs, I'm going to go back to my question. When you delegitimize all this work, polls, voting, judges, courts, all the things I talked about, what has value anymore? What has credibility? What has legitimacy? What's going to happen to consumer confidence and trust in the system? Gwyneth Isaacs.
The emperor has no clothes, and the empire is collapsing. That's it in a nutshell. You know, what you're going to see, you know, I've got a particular family member who was looking to attend high school next year. And, you know, he was looking to attend high school in a certain town. And I said to him, listen, don't even bother. Don't even bother, because in 2 years' time, when you're ready to graduate, there's really not going to be much there, you know, and I really, really believe that, because we are at the nexus point now of the collapse of the American empire. And this family member, he's of an age where he can make his own decisions, you know. And normally I would not encourage somebody to not study, okay, if they wanted to have some sort of a useful academic career, not, you know, studying liberal arts or whatever. But if they wanted to have some sort of useful academic career, then I would encourage them if they had the, if I thought they had the intelligence to go and do so. But the way things are now, I don't think that there's going to be any sort of a system in 2 years' time, or if there is, it's going to be so despotic that you're not going to want anything to do with it. Because it's going to be so openly North Korea level tyranny that now is not the time. But like I said, this person decided that that's what they wanted to do, and so that, you know, that's the course they're going to make for themselves. But it's, oh my gosh, you've got to think. For me to say that when I actually, an academic, got a university degree, a science degree, and can see the value of science, but there's really no value if, like, as you are so fond of saying, if everything's bought and paid for, you know, and still being the result of hard work. And, you know, this is it. The whole system is going down the tube. And it's going down the tubes now. And I think that anything that people do is just trying to, you know, prop up a termite eating house and then put lipstick on a pig sitting in the living room.
But if, hold that thought. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia, folks.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. This is Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and we have Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia live in the middle of the night. And Gwyneth, see, here in America, we have what's been uncovered as major fraud, not just in the voting slash election, but on our Constitution, and it's run rampant. See, in America, our state legislatures were illegally cast aside by the establishment. The state legislatures really hold the power regarding election fraud. Not the state Supreme Court, not the governors, not the attorney generals, not the secretary of state, not the dog catchers. See, we have a situation here that the state legislatures have a chance to be heroes in America and mentioned in the same breath as our founding fathers, because we will have a new Independence Day if everything gets put on, back on the legal right track, if you will. Right now, this election is null and void. Now, I mentioned yesterday when I talked about Vice President Mike Pence, I don't have information. I don't know if you're playing 3D chess. We have to play a little bit of Monday morning quarterback, as I mentioned, because we don't have a lot of that information that you get. But right now, and I'll ask you, because Gwyneth, I know you're a big Christian, and you mentioned this on the air regularly. You did it briefly this morning already. And I'm trying to figure out how to word this, because Mike Pence, in a lot of people's eyes, seemed to be abdicating his responsibility and passing the buck, where he has the legal legislature power to basically correct all this fraud very quickly. There's a lot of people who say you should send it back to the states, but we have so many, our courts, our judicial system, we have so many people bought and paid for and blackmailed, Gwyneth, that people are very afraid for that to happen, where Mike Pence can legally change the world by admitting the fraud. And where I'm going with this, and please bear with me here, I'm trying to connect a few dots, because Mike Pence, I don't know if you are familiar with our politics on who he is, but he's very open and even brags about his faith, you know, sacrificed. He talks Jesus, he talks God, he talks religion. He talks about basically him being a believer and him being faith. How can somebody like that not practice what they preach regarding the U.S. Constitution, which is tied into faith, tied into the Bible? And a lot of people who are sitting on the fence and don't know what to believe, and then they see Mike Pence, who basically openly brags about his faith, and he's not doing the right thing in the face of all this fraud and all these people who have sold out for whatever, money or fame or being threatened, blackmailed, whatever it is. What's your opinion on that, Gwyneth?
Well, from what I can see, this isn't just my opinion. I'll go back to what the Bible said. Jesus Christ said, "You shall know them by their fruits." That means when you're looking at anyone, you don't look at how often they mention Jesus or whatever. You look at their fruits, and not just, what they say they are, but what they actually are. So if you get somebody who, says Jesus, 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 and, if you get somebody like that, and then they turn into a complete rogue, a total sellout, well, they always were, because you don't collect apples from a bramble bush. That's just how it is. That's what Jesus said, and it's true. It was true 2,000 years ago, and it's still true now. You don't collect apples from a bramble bush. That's just how it is. And, there's something else that's written in the Bible as well. It's a bit of a picture given in the Torah in the Old Testament. And that is, for it to be a clean animal, it's got to chew the cud and have a split hoof. And a pig is not a clean animal because it has a split hoof but doesn't chew the cud. And a camel's not a clean animal because it chews the cud.
We'll be right back, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Raphael Warnock is projected to have defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler in their Senate runoff race in Georgia, bringing the Democrats within reach of the majority in the upper chamber. NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, and the Associated Press called the race for Warnock shortly before 2 a.m. Eastern. Loeffler has not conceded. The Democrat John Ossoff, Republican David Perdue race is separated by only a few thousand votes in favor of Ossoff, with 99% of the precincts reporting. In the 2020 presidential election, Congress meets today for a final tally of the state's electoral votes. Expect the gavel to open the session at 1 p.m. Eastern. Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The COVID-19 vaccine program has fallen short of projected goals. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
Efforts to distribute and administer coronavirus vaccines have lagged behind initial goals set by the Trump administration. Officials with Operation Warp Speed had wanted to have 20 million Americans receive their first shot by the end of 2020. But according to the CDC, just under 5 million have received their first dose. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says there's still time to improve the system, but we need to move quickly. He tells CNBC that allowing people to get vaccinated at pharmacies would rapidly increase vaccination numbers.
I think there's still time to improve upon the system. We need to work through the categories of people that we've prioritized for vaccination more quickly, get through these groups more quickly that we've prioritized, and we should have prioritized certain groups. I think we've done the right thing there, but also expand the number of sites that are offering vaccination. I think we need to push more of these vaccines through a retail channel and allow people to go into a pharmacy and get vaccinated, particularly elderly Americans. Most of the demand, a lot of the demand, is among senior citizens. We ought to make these vaccines available to senior citizens and allow some of the supply to reach the demand for the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus has infected over 20 million people in the United States and claimed more than 351,000 lives, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The National Football League has announced their short list of candidates for the Hall of Fame. Included are Jared Allen, Rodney Barber, Torrey Holt, John Lynch, Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne. The class of 2021 will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Why don't you
take
your...
Take my...
When you go to...
DC,
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince Finelli, and I'm with Gwyneth Isaacs live from Australia. Gwyneth, please bear with me. I want to give a few more updates on the Georgia runoff news regarding the election fraud slash steal. Reports are coming out of the 12th Congressional District of Georgia that Dominion machines are not working in certain Republican strongholds for over an hour. Ballots are being left in lockboxes. Hopefully they count them. Dominion machines in three largest Republican precincts go down. This is a joke. Next, the vice president has the power to reject fraudulently chosen electors. This came out yesterday. Mike Pence, it's up to you. I mean, even looking at the state of Georgia, we had adjudication rates of 1.2% the last few years, and now it's 93%+. This is a joke. That's a 780% increase from 2016, a 446% increase from 2018. Republican ballots were proven to be misaligned on the bullseye as per Pulitzer for proper allocation of votes. This is not an accident. This is confirmed. This is proved. And in 6 minutes, Perdue, and this is towards the end, got 48,775 votes, and Ossoff got well over 148,000 in 6 minutes. I mean, how much evidence do you need, people? And Loeffler got 47,000-plus votes, while Warnock got 148,000 votes, almost the same exact amount at Ossoff and Warnock got in a six-minute period. People, nothing's an accident. Remember when Kelly Loeffler's campaign assistant died in a car wreck? Was that an accident, or was he planning on telling the truth? Did he get Seth Riched? Just throwing it out there. Next, DeKalb County, Georgia election officials claimed due to technical issues, there comes my air quotes again, 19,000-plus ballots must be manually scanned in order to be tabulated and added to the vote count. They just happened to find 50,000 ballots late last night. You know, this is embarrassing to the United States. Our whole election process is non-credible. When you hear these facts, the math, the numbers, how can anybody with any common sense and logic, unless they're bought and paid for or blackmailed, even think that this is real and not theater? Gwyneth?
I don't think anyone thinks it's real. I think that everybody now realizes that the whole thing is a vast sham. Like I said, the House of Cards is collapsing. With regards to Mike Pence and the rest of them, these people, you don't get to be where these people are in positions of high political power unless you have bowed the knee and unless you have basically sworn allegiance to Lucifer. No matter what your public profession of religion is. And it said so in the book of Revelation at the end of time that the whore of Babylon would commit fornication with all the kings of the earth. That's all. That means none of them left out. And unfortunately, I believe that the election was stolen from Donald Trump, by the way, okay? I believe that millions, that he won this election in the largest landslide in the whole history of the United States, okay? But even Donald Trump has to have bowed the knee at some stage and agreed to toe the line. And I know that I've just alienated a bunch of people, but really I don't care because I'll tell you why. 6 minutes, 5 minutes or 6 minutes after he was declared to be the president-elect of the United States, then he declared that Hillary Clinton would face no consequences and that she was a very fine lady. Excuse me? Excuse me? That woman has more, that woman's a serial killer, basically. Let's just say it. She has got more unsolved murders on her account where all of the evidence squarely points at both her and her husband. Seth Riches is just the cherry on the top, the icing on the cake. You know, here's the body that was left rolled in a carpet at the bottom of their garden, right? This is it, you know, with her DNA all over the blanket, Bill's DNA all over the blanket, hair samples, the whole nine yards, the whole works. And then he was supposed to have, you know, shot himself in the mouth in a public park or something. But it's just wasn't true. It just simply wasn't true. But he's only one of many, many, many. And if you get an old copy of a book called Hillary's Hellcats, it was written by Tex Mars back in the day, probably, I don't know, about 30 years ago. I'm guessing there, but I think it was published in about 1995. So 25, 30 years ago or something like that, he wrote a book called Hillary's Hellcats. And in the frontispiece and in the back paper of that book is a list at that time of all the murders where all the evidence squarely pointed to Bill and Hillary. And you may need to get an old edition to get the original frontispiece and back piece. And I don't know, you might be able to pick a copy of that book up somewhere. But if you can, it's an extremely valuable and important list. And Tex Mars put it together. And, you know, I think that he put it in the frontispiece and the back cover of that book so that nobody would ever be able to remove it. This is it. This woman is evil, and Donald Trump should have had her immediately arrested and incarcerated and tried for murder, for murder, for all of these unsolved murders with all the evidence squarely points back at her and Bill. You know, and it's my gosh, even Donald Trump, I hate to say it, but he's not squeaky clean either. You know, I would certainly rather have him than Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is just an evil piece of work, and Kamala Harris is no better. And actually, Joe Biden would probably he would probably be locked off at the roots shortly after being quote unquote inaugurated. But it's like, and then Kamala would be announced to be the first female president of the United States. Hooray, hooray, yay! Once again, group identity politics, hard at work. Everything about women, she's evil too.
Let me mention a couple of them, because we have an American law, and we you know, Trump can do something now. We have different avenues to solutions to this election fraud. And Donald Trump is, you're right, he's an imperfect sinner, because we all are. We're all human. But we have several choices. We can, the executive order of 2018 that he created, the Insurrection Act of 1807, this is when a president considers that unlawful obstructions, combinations, or assemblies to rebellion against the authority of the United States make it impractical and impossible to enforce the laws in any state by the ordinary course of judicial proceedings. So he can call out the military and civilians to enforce laws and suppress rebellions. It's not martial law. It's not the Constitution being suspended. He's using troops to enforce existing law. Basically, in other words, he can call out the militia, and it's really up to the people, because what he can do, this fraudulent election is an act of war against the people of the United States. It's an insurrection against a sovereign power, we the people. And traitors who have been bought and paid for or blackmailed have really turned into cowards, and they've taken our sovereign power away from us. So President Trump has the constitutional statutory authority to carry out duty imposed on him by Article 4. This is all in the Constitution. The Constitution requires Congress, Supreme Court, and the presidents to stop this fraudulent steal. He can call up the militia. And basically, we're still under emergency situation right now here in America. So calling forth the militia is basically the authority of the president, using his own judgment, respecting whether to send the militia to any state to enforce laws, suppress uprising. That's been the people's rights have been deprived, privileges, immunities, and protections under the Constitution. See, so he can suppress these. And basically, the militia today is really the National Guard. Plus, he can call civilians on top of that as well. Okay? It's just like this D.C. mayor, you know, for the Trump rally today in D.C., which is going to be starting very shortly. You know, she called out the basically the militia. But when all these cities were burning, when people were getting murdered and raped, and the businesses were being burned, and windows broken, and they kicked them out of their small business. See, they didn't call the militia or the National Guard, but now they're calling it because it's basically conservative, constitutional, freedom, liberty loving people. So he needs to call out the militia / National Guard / citizens, because the rule of law isn't being enforced, and you can see this with all this fraudulent voting. So it's up to Trump to defend our constitutional republic from enemy attack, foreign and domestic, because that's exactly what's going on here, Gwyneth. Your comments.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right, and I think that if he doesn't do that now, that he's as big a traitor and coward as any of them, you know, because you're right. You're absolutely right. He does have that authority because he is the head of state, and he can command the nation's military. He's the head of the military, okay? And, you know, I personally don't think that he should send the military on the streets of America, okay? But I think that he should authorize, he should do a Queen Esther situation where he should authorize the populace to defend themselves. And they won't be held accountable for defending themselves against attacks against them, which is their right anyway.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And prove why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban with Gwyneth Isaacs, live from Australia. She is. I'm not. I'm from Montana. And I wanted to mention a letter that just came out of the Pennsylvania Senate, the legislatures that we've been talking about. I'm just going to mention a couple of quick sentences here. As member of the Pennsylvania Senate, we believe in the integrity of the election process. After speaking with our colleagues, the majority of the state Senate is troubled by the many inconsistencies that happened in our Commonwealth during the 2020 election. Due to numerous unlawful violations taken by the president, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, Secretary of State Kathy Buchbar, and the rogue state Supreme Court, the balance of power was taken from the state legislature, which we discussed earlier, who, by the U.S. and PA constitutions, set this time, place, and manner of holding elections. So several weeks before the 2020 election, this Pennsylvania Supreme Court overstepped their bounds regarding mail-in ballots, postmarks, signatures, the whole works. And the second, and I'm really just skipping over it, so I'm not wasting too much time talking about this because we have Gwyneth online here. The Secretary of State, Kathy Buchbar, usurped her legislative authority. And there's a list of that. So in addition to these inconsistencies, certified Republican poll watchers in Philadelphia were prohibited from overseeing ballots, blah, blah, blah. And their requesting from the legislatures from independent investigations have been ignored by the administrations. And due to these inconsistent and questionable activities, we believe that the Pennsylvania election should not be certified by the Secretary of State. And that's happening. That's similar in Wisconsin, where Wisconsin legislature is putting forth a bill to decertify results. I heard maybe Arizona is next. See, it's not, we have to remember, it's not the state Supreme Court, the governor, the AG, any lawyer, any secretary of state. It's none of these people. It's the state legislatures that has the power regarding all this election fraud. So they are kind of, the state legislatures are starting to stand up a little bit. I just think it's a little risky when Mike Pence has the ability, because of all the proven fraud, to basically grab the bull by the horns and stop this right now. right now and not pass the buck, because when you pass the buck, it gives more time for the powers that be to pay off or blackmail the people who are going to vote for this. What do you think, Gwyneth?
Well, like you said, Mike Pence or the president could end this all right now. Okay, they could hold a, or both of them could hold a press conference in the Oval Office, announce that the election is null and void, and that you know, that new elections will be called, and that until then, the president will continue to be the president, and Mike Pence will continue to be the vice president until such time as new elections can be called. And that they will be called at, a time and a place that will be announced in the future. They could do that very, very easily. And I think that that would be their, I'm not a constitutional, American constitutional law expert, but I think that would be well within their rights and responsibilities. I think that, like I said, if they don't do something like that right now, then they are as big a coward as any of them. And we have to look at how people walk their walk and not just how they talk their talk. And I think that if Donald Trump does that, then he will have the support of the American people behind him. And if you look, how many people have shown up in Washington, D.C. yesterday and today in support of President Donald Trump? The Secret Service, according to Alex Jones and his contact in the Secret Service, something like between three and five million with an M people have shown up in Washington, D.C. On the 5th and today on the 6th. In the United States, it's the 7th already here in Australia. But, you know, we're a bit ahead of you. But the thing is that he has between 3 and 5 million people right there, and that means that he has the whole country with him. Because with any sort of march or demonstration, okay, with any sort of protest or objection, from letter writing to showing up at a protest, you've got to take account that for every person who attends, there's 100 other people who hold the same opinion, but who for whatever reason cannot attend, or 99 other people who for whatever reason they hold the same political opinion but cannot attend. That means 300 million people in the United States support Donald Trump. Conservatively.
No one will disagree with you, Grant. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break, folks.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.